Continuing with تربية أولاد or the upbringing of children, we've looked at various methods to be able to support our children, be able to have a high self-esteem. And just a reminder, the self-esteem is made up of two components, basic worth and competence. Basic worth being the ability to feel that it's okay to be me, not because you say so, but because I know so. And competence, the ability to be able to see to one's own needs and the needs of others. Now, there are many surveys done, one in particular by Cooper Smith kept track of thousands of children over many, many years to see what were the factors that enhanced a child's success, a child's self-esteem, so that they would grow up to be confident, successful young men and women. And Cooper Smith found four factors that encouraged the success of a human being. The first was unconditional love, and we've talked about it. The second was a degree of respect in the family, within the parent-child relationship, within family relationships. He found that within the family they grew up, there were clear and enforced limits. Remember, sometimes limits are clear, but they're not taken through, and we've talked about that as well. But he also found the fourth thing, which is quite interesting, that children who did well were those whose parents also had high self-esteem. So remember, the attitudes you and I have as parents give a silent message to our children. And so it's very important that we are willing to nurture ourselves so that our children may nurture themselves into those who reach their full potential. In other words, those who also will say, رَبَّنَا عَتْنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Our Rabb, give us good in this world and good in the hereafter, and save us from the punishment of the fire. Now we're going to look at some aspects that we can practically instill in our lives so that we are able to enhance not only the self-esteem of our children, but more so of ourselves as well. As far as family is concerned, the first thing that one needs to do is to be able to celebrate the things that go well. In other words, celebrate what works. If you find something is making life good, making the family members feel good, then continue doing that practice. Whether it is giving small gifts on Eid or Friday, making sure Friday is a day when everybody sits together to celebrate the day and everybody has dinner together and it's a good dinner and gets dressed for dinner. To be able to do the amals on specific nights together as a family and see the bonding that occurs within it. Those things must be kept up and encouraged. Children will continue doing exactly what you did. In my family, we sit together when it's important dates and days of the year to do things together. And I find the most memorable times in my life are those when as a family we wake up for Sehri, and after Sehri we all sit together to recite the du'as as we wait for the time for Salah to set in, so we can also pray Salat al-Tahajjud and Salah together. And each child takes a turn to give adhan. Now those things come back to me again and again. Maybe for you there are different things, but it's important to celebrate that those things that work. Take time out, secondly, to visualize for a few minutes each day of how you visualize your family to be, what you visualize for each child. After each salah, I close my eyes and I think of my family and I look at them. And to me, my visualization is to be able to see them in Jannah, in the doors of Jannah. And I ask him fervently to ensure that they get there. How they get there, I do not know. But all I ask for is for the children to be granted guidance, direction, to reach their full potential. In other words, to be able to gain Jannah on this earth and in the hereafter. Now, once you visualize this, then it's good to ask yourself that, what is the one thing I can do today to get closer to that visualization? And you will find an amazing possibility of things that come up. You know, teaching the children visualization is good too. It's amazing what they will come up with, and it's amazing how they think. I remember a specific time some years ago before my youngest daughter was born, and the children actually put in an order to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about what sort of child or sibling they wanted. And we'd found out that it would be a daughter quite early in the pregnancy, and they talked about how they wanted her to have a certain quality in her character, and all the things that they asked for, all the things that they visualized in this baby sister of theirs, materialized in this little girl. And it's amazing, and I'm sure it is a combination of the vibes that the family provided, the du'as that came out from their hearts, and everything put together. And it's so important to have these visions in our life, because it is these that carry us forward. It is these that we strive towards consciously and subconsciously. The next thing that ensures that the self-esteem is within us and within our children is to spend some time to contemplate on the best qualities of your child. And one of the things that you can do is actually write them down, because you forget and the moment goes by. I'd like to spend some time over the next 2 days maybe looking at some letters that a mother wrote to her child, contemplating on the best part of her child. Maybe you can do that too. Inshallah, we will look at these over the next 2 days.